Hello and welcome to this week's episode of BuzzHub's Box Office Buzz. I am recording this week from inside a vehicle as I have been very busy recently, and this is pretty much the only opportunity I'm getting this week to do the show. So it will almost undoubtedly be a brief edition. But I've been away for a few weeks. Hasn't been much exciting box office news, to be fair. There haven't been any major releases since the Lego Movie, unless you count Paul W.S. Anderson's Pompeii, which kind of bombed, and Liam Neeson's Nonstop. In fact, I'll begin with Nonstop. Nonstop was number one at the box office last week. It finally overthrew the Lego Movie. Nonstop opened in first place, and opening in second place was Son of God, a Jesus film. I saw Nonstop. I was disappointed by it. I kind of was looking forward to just seeing a kind of very kind of stupid but fun action romp on the level of, you know, White House Down and Olympus Has Fallen, both from last year. White House Down was far by far the superior one. I was looking forward to seeing that with Nonstop, and Nonstop it wasn't as fun as I was hoping it to be. It was just a bit slow-paced and badly written, and the script was very, very weak. And I thought the ending was just kind of, it built up to make you expect kind of an interesting ending, and then it just kind of fell flat on its face. So I think in my review on BuzzHub, I gave it 3 stars, but if we did halves, I would have given it 2.5, because it's really, it does have some strong points, but it's really just not worth seeing. Meanwhile, this weekend's release, which it was my number 2 most anticipated film of 2014. Number 1 was Interstellar, number 2 was The Grand Budapest Hotel, and number 3 is Muppets Most Wanted, which I'll be seeing next week, which I'm very excited about. But Grand Budapest Hotel, Wes Anderson's latest film, starring Ralph Fiennes, depending on how you say it, Tony Revolori, who is a newcomer, Tilda Swinton's in there, F. Murray Abraham, ton of great actors, literally everyone you could possibly ever associate with a Wes Anderson film is in this Wes Anderson film. Now, Wes Anderson, one of my absolute favorite filmmakers in the world. I think the majority of his films are classics, in particular The Royal Tenenbaums, Moonrise Kingdom, his last film, and Rushmore, and Fantastic Mr. Fox, I think are all classics of modern cinema. Moonrise Kingdom in particular is a really melancholy, a really touching, for Anderson, a very personal project, which I think is just a really wonderful work of cinema. Now, The Grand Budapest Hotel, by those standards, is a bit underwhelming, I have to say. It certainly wasn't the greatest film ever made. It certainly wasn't on the level of Moonrise Kingdom. But that said, it was still fantastic. 5 stars, undoubtedly. Wes Anderson, just producing another really finely tuned film. Some of the visuals in it are just, you know, weep-inducing, if that's a phrase. They're so beautiful and astounding. He uses these kind of papier-mâché figures. It's like looking at a magnificent oil painting, looking at his films. The script, the acting, everything is just absolutely precise and perfect, and really couldn't be any better than it is. And I'm not going to say it's a perfect film, but by the standards of modern cinema, Wes Anderson is just an unrivaled genius in his field, and I cannot recommend seeing any of his films highly enough. And The Grand Budapest Hotel is just another nail in the beautiful little wooden box that he calls his filmography. So The Grand Budapest Hotel, I believe in the US, was released in select cities this weekend. It was released nationwide in my native Ireland and in the UK. So if you're in any of those countries, try and get to see it. Or if you're in the US, try and find out where it's showing near you, because I highly recommend it. Box office-wise, this weekend, the big release, which I haven't seen and, to be honest, I'm not particularly interested in, was 300 Rise of an Empire. 300 Rise of an Empire opened in first place this weekend with $45 million. This is breaking news in the last few minutes that while I'm recording. Opened in first place with $45 million. This is a prequel to the Zack Snyder film 300, although Zack Snyder did not direct this film. I think he's a co-writer on it, and doesn't star any of the cast of the original film, which include, or apart from Lena Headey. The first film starred Gerard Butler, Michael Fassbender. This film, the only actor, I believe, who's returned is Lena Headey from Game of Thrones. She plays Cersei on there. She's a very good actress. She was in Dread as well. So 300 Rise of an Empire opened in first place with 45 million. Now, Rise of an Empire's 45 million opening is off 36% from the first movie's 70.9 million stars. So that's a pretty big dive, considering that Gerard Butler and Michael Fassbender weren't exactly big stars when the first one came out, so they wouldn't have been the biggest draw. And also, Zack Snyder was a relative newcomer. I mean, he had had Dawn of the Dead, but he certainly hadn't had Watchmen or Sucker Punch or Man of Steel at that point. Frozen, last weekend, the big box office news, the weekend of the Oscars, was that Frozen crossed $1 billion worldwide, the second animated movie of all time to do so, after Toy Story 3. I was taken aback by this. I, as far as I was concerned, Despicable Me 2 was actually doing better than Frozen, but, and I do a box office podcast, Frozen crossed $1 billion last week. It is now at $1.009 billion, and it is the 17th biggest film of all time. Worldwide, it is now outgrossed The Hunger Games: Catching Fire, The Hobbit: The Desolation of Smaug, every film that was released in 2013, except for Iron Man 3. Speaking of Iron Man 3, a new Marvel film, Captain America: The Winter Soldier, is being released in just a few weeks here in Ireland. I'm seeing The Muppets Most Wanted next week. As I said, Muppets Most Wanted, starring Ty Burrell, who is one of my absolute favourite actors. He's in Modern Family. He is an underused comic genius. And he's in Muppets Most Wanted along with, why do I keep saying The Muppets Most Wanted? Muppets Most Wanted, along with Ricky Gervais, Tina Fey, and of course, The Muppets. Big film news recently. Well, there's been a lot of big trailers. Godzilla and Transformers both dropped new trailers since the last episode. The Godzilla one, very impressive. I'm looking forward to it. The Transformers one, a pile of ridiculous over-the-top nonsense, as is to be expected from Michael Bay's franchise, but got to say, this one in particular looks, well, yes, it just looks like a total rehash of the third film, and Mark Wahlberg is completely overacting, and Jack Rayner is too, and Stanley Tucci at one point goes, "Oh my god," in a very loud voice, and he screams it, and then a robot gets out a sword, and he slams it into a dinosaur robot, and that is the face of modern American cinema, and that is why I implore, please go to see the Grand Budapest Hotel. Wes Anderson is the only thing that is saving us from Michael Bay and his Dinobots. Godzilla, meanwhile, looks great. So, I don't think there was any other big movie news. Oh, yes, of course. There were the 2014 Academy Awards. 12 Years a Slave took home Best Picture and Best Supporting Actress and Best Adapted Screenplay. But pretty much everything else was won by Gravity, which took home director, all the technical awards, as they're called, visual effects, original score, sound editing and sound mixing, all those kind of things, cinematography, best editing, film editing. American Hustle surprisingly won 0 awards, considering it was nominated for 10. I think it was Hustle and Gravity both had 10 nominations, and Slave had 9. And American Hustle went home completely empty-handed, no awards won, because costume design and production design, which it had been the favorite for, both went to The Great Gatsby. Matthew McConaughey won Best Actor, which I was pleased to see, although I wasn't a huge fan of Dallas Buyers Club. I thought his performance and Jared Leto's were both great, and Jared Leto won Best Supporting Actor, completely deservedly. His speech was lovely. Matthew McConaughey's speech was a bit too religious for my liking, but I like him all the same. Best Actress, Cate Blanchett. Unsurprisingly, Sandra Bullock would have been my pick, but after learning a few weeks ago that she received a salary of $70 million, reportedly, for Gravity, you know, give it to Cate Blanchett. She did some good work in Blue Jasmine. Best Supporting Actress, Lupita Nyong'o for 12 Years a Slave. And that is pretty much the Oscars. Show-wise, it was a decent show. You can read all of our reaction up on buzzhub.info. Other news, we have a new BuzzHub newsletter. I mentioned this on the last episode. It's a weekly newsletter. It comes out every weekend, once a week, with all of our reviews, our the latest film and TV news, podcasts, everything. One email a week, jam-packed with stuff you need to know from BuzzHub. It's called the Buzz Pigeon. You can sign up for absolutely free at buzzhub.info. It's on the sidebar and down at the bottom of the page as well on the footer. Just go look for there and you can get the newsletter. Sign up and we will send you no spam. I promise. I think that's about it. You can read my review of The Grand Budapest Hotel and Nonstop. And as of next week, next Saturday, Muppets Most Wanted, we're going to have a first look review because I'm going to go to a very early preview screening. I'm super excited because that's how proper film critics talk. Super excited. Thank you for downloading this edition of BuzzHub's Box Office Buzz. You can download my other podcast, The Jimmy and Luke Show. We just passed our 100th episode. We're now on 102. A lot of fun goes on over there. It's a pretty fun, laid-back show. And we do a lot of kind of shows where we go on tours and we record on buses and stuff, just like I sort of am right now. Thank you for downloading. See you next time on Box Office Buzz. BuzzHub.info is the website. But for now, goodbye.